Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Oscar nods, Moby Grape, and Halloween. It's coming up right after this.
It's a new guest in the studio. And if I saw a photograph of Nathan Trenholm has joined us, I would say that you were working on the Manhattan Project, yeah. An associate of Robert Oppenheimer.
Yes. Like when I was growing up, I was told, don't smoke, it'll stunt your growth.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't smoke. And I was told, don't lift weights, it'll stunt your growth. So I didn't lift weights. And I was told, don't sit too close to the TV, it'll ruin your vision. So I didn't even watch TV.
Uh-huh.
And I was the biggest loser ever. But it all worked out in the end because now I'm 5'6" with glasses.
All right. Yeah.
Can you imagine what I'd look like if I had done all that stuff?
Oh, good point. Uh-huh. Wow.
Now, we've established the fact that you're a pretty young guy. You're kind of sun-free. You look like you're... Don't go outside.
You're very white, yes.
I watch a lot of TV.
Do you?
Attaboy.
I do. That's where most of my education comes from.
Television.
I was watching the Learning Channel, and they had this thing on about mermaids, and they said that what mermaids are is that sailors were out to sea so long that they just imagined that manatee were beautiful women.
Oh.
Do you have any idea how long I would have to be out at sea before I imagine having sex with a manatee? It turns out 2 hours.
Wow.
Not that long.
Wow. Now, you talk a lot about sex on stage. Are you concerned about that?
For myself, I feel very comfortable talking about sex, but I think a lot of that is because I was taught about sex in high school, and it's weird how when you're younger, you just assume everyone else learns the same things. Like when I was in high school, we learned all about the different STDs, different sexual positions, and it wasn't until years later that I found out that not every high school has such informative janitors.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I got a friend who'll be like, if I was on a plane and it was going down,
mm-hmm.
I'd just have sex with the woman next to me.
Uh-huh.
Just for one last time. And I am all for that.
Oh, yeah.
I just hope the woman next to me is attracted to my crying and pissing myself.
Yeah, that's what turns mommy on. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It's the quiet type.
Yeah.
Gotta
look out for those guys.
Comedian Nathan Trenholm in the studio with us. Now, Nathan, where are you living now?
I'm living in Los Angeles now.
Mm-hmm.
And I live with a guy and a girl. And actually, the last time I was in town, I had some cookies. And I offered some of the cookies to my roommates. And the girl just got all mad at me. She's like, Nathan, I'm an actress. Actresses can't have carbohydrates. I was like, you mispronounced that word.
Uh-huh.
It's pronounced waitress. You're a waitress.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Judd Hirsch.
Yes.
And John Williams both set Guinness World Records after their most recent Oscar nominations. Music composer John Williams.
I bet I know his. I don't know Judd Hirsch's.
Became the oldest Oscar nominee ever after receiving a Best Original Score nomination at the age of 90 years, 350 days.
Oh, that was, I was going to guess he, I bet he's, if not the, one of the most nominated people of all time.
Gotta be.
Hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And he's won a bunch of them.
Yeah.
His musical scores are pretty good.
So he's the oldest.
And of course, he's admitted that he steals all of his tunes from Moby Grape.
That's right. That's right.
Albums. He figures nobody else has heard this.
A lot of people know all the old.
He speeds them up. He slows them down.
Who's going to really remember
that? And following his Best Supporting Actor nomination for The Fabelmans, Judd Hirsch earned the record title for the longest gap between acting nominations.
Do you remember what he
at the Academy Awards?
I do. Ordinary People.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we were just talking about that movie yesterday. That's weird.
41 years, 341 days between Oscar nominations.
Taylor Moore is so good in that movie.
He played Tyrone C. Berger.
She's frosty in that, isn't she?
Oh,
this version of the story has the word Nana Agerian.
So in his 90s?
90 years old.
Nana Agerian.
Like he doesn't exist?
No, like octogenarian.
I know, but it just sounds like...
Not a gerian sounds like they're not going to tell you how old
they are. Yeah, none of your business.
And now the song that became the Star Wars theme by John Williams. This is Moby Grape and Hey Grandma. See if you can hear the similarities.
That's uncanny.
Absolutely.
You know, the more you hear it, the more blatant it becomes.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey Grandma!
Is Moby Grape?
Okay, it's hurting my ears. I can't listen to it anymore.
It's hard on my ears.
You can almost hear. You can almost feel the stormtroopers marching.
Yes,
out of the end of the 60s, that was hard on the ears. Took a lot of LSD to make that mellow out.
This is what they're playing here. I'm off to Nam.
Somebody introduced themselves recently as the biggest Moby Grape fan on earth.
Whoa!
And I thought, well, I don't need to talk to this guy.
Yeah, no idea.
He maintains that they are responsible for everything.
Moby Grape. Well, all right. Glad they enjoy them.
Everything from
I haven't heard enough to really judge.
From Clapton to
anyone else.
Okay.
Yeah. They have a hit?
To the Beatles. Moby Grape.
That I know of.
They were the musician's musician, right, Tom?
I don't know anything about them, except I never got their records. Sorry.
They sound like the Grateful Dead.
I mean, they do. Yeah. It is of that ilk. Yeah.
You know where I think they missed the boat is they should have had a scratch and sniff label so it smelled like grapes.
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah.
Would have been maybe a big purple whale.
Yeah. Smells like a big purple whale. And that's sports, Tom.
Good.
Good, yes. I was thinking that.
This is what you farted for.
The most chilling words ever in a sportscast. Let me ask you something. Christy!
Have you seen the purple video of Taylor Swift? She's naked in a purple bathtub kind of thing with all the waters. Lavender, purple.
Hey, behave yourself.
It's pretty odd.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, legislators in Utah are considering moving Halloween to the last Friday in October.
Love it.
KSTU reports that a Senate committee...
Hey, I'm Stu. This is my TV show. Station. Whatever.
Unanimously approved a resolution that would mean celebrating Halloween on the permanent date. It will go to the full Senate for a vote. October 31st would still mark the official holiday, but all of the trick-or-treating apparently would move to the last Friday in October.
Well, what about Beggar's Night?
Oh, see, you started this by bringing the story up.
When I was a kid, we had Halloween, and then we had a designated Beggar's Night, where you'd go out, and that was the night you'd trick-or-treat.
Halloween, I think every city now makes their own decision, but...
Well, you leave it up to the cities and the states.
I mean, I don't know. I don't see that working.
I love it.
I mean, I tried that thing of always having Christmas on a Monday, and people got all mad about that.
Yeah. Why don't we always celebrate your birthday on a Monday?
Well, that's the whole joke here. I mean, obviously, if they're going to move, if Halloween's going to get moved to a Friday, what's the difference?
They're not moving Halloween.
Halloween's not a birthday.
They're moving trick-or-treating.
Right.
Right.
Beggar's Night, if you will.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think you will.
No, it'll be a Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
All weekend.
Okay.
I ain't no hollaback girl. What are you talking about?
Well, we'll see. I don't. Who knows? Let's see. Although if this is the future, that'll be the first time Utah has been celebrating the future, I think, ever.
October 31st is on a Tuesday this year, so
that's no good.
The 27th would be Beggar's Night, if
yes.
you will.
Yes. Because you have to go to school the next day. It sucked, except for my Catholic neighbors right. who have All Saints Day.
Actually.
Hey, November 1st, important day.
When I was a kid, we couldn't have it on a Friday or a Saturday.
Why?
It would be like Tuesday or something. More opportunities for mischief, I think they figured, on a week. Weekend night.
Oh, no kidding.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we were badass.
I'm not saying All Saints Day is not important. I'm just saying it made me mad that I had to go to school, and they didn't. Well?
You were mad a lot when you were a kid.
The angriest little child.
No.
Pounding your fist on the desk.
Mother.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
A new lawsuit out there alleges that many bottles of the mini bottles, not
okay,
many.
I know
mini.
You said bottles, I heard buttholes.
Bottles of Fireball cinnamon.
I think the topic of mini buttholes would be something we'll just
sure.
table.
Okay.
That was a short-lived cereal, wasn't it? The sort of Cheerios-esque.
Hi, kids.
A big brimming bowl of mini buttholes.
Even Count Chocula turned down our offer to
I'm
be in the
you,
box.
We listen
fill
to
it to
again.
The rim.
Your milk is chocolatey at the end.
Oh.
I'm sorry. They're not mini. They're mini bottles.
Many bottles of Fireball cinnamon are misleading because they do not contain any whiskey. CBS News reports that Anna Marquez of Illinois is suing Sazerac Company, the maker of Fireball, after learning that the drink is a malt beverage flavored to taste like whiskey.
Which it says right on the bottle.
The class action lawsuit alleges the labeling on the small 99-cent bottles of Fireball cinnamon looks similar to the labeling on bottles of its other product, Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. The suit states that customers expecting those small bottles to contain whiskey, quote, was an easy mistake to make and one intended by the manufacturer. It adds that federal and state legislation prohibits creating an overall misleading impression. The suit seeks $5 million in damage.
Come on!
It's and it's not...
It's a different, it says right on the little mini bottle what it is.
This lady can't read.
I didn't know this.
She is terribly litigious.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sure she's a fine lady.
I had no idea that it was different. I have a friend who is a big Fireball guy, and he hands out those little bottles all the time as gifts.
Oh, yeah? What fraternity is he in?
They still
have... a friend who's into Fireball.
He is. They still he makes a Fireball cake. Oh, it's so good.
They still have alcohol in them. It's just
fireball
a different...
cake?
It's whatever. It's a malt liquor or something. I don't know. It just, but it does say so on the bottle. But yeah, she is litigious. You know that she sued old granddad because the guy in the ad wasn't only, he was only 49.
Oh, geez.
Old granddad. I mean, really?
Old is this, granddad.
The courts aren't busy enough. They got to worry about this.
Who named that?
It's one of the best booze names ever.
Old granddad. A functioning alcoholic.
80-year-old alcoholic.
God, that's great.
Pasta fans, they can look forward to two new Italian pasta shapes this year.
Oh, all God. Right. Here we go again with the pasta.
I'm sorry, Chick. Pasta manufacturer Sfoglini.
What?
Sfoglini, Sfoglini, is teaming up with the Sporkful podcast host Dan Pashman to add Quattrotini and Vesuvio to store shelves in the United States. Quattrotini is served during Carnival in a small region of Sicily.
Is this exciting?
Is that Vesuvio?
Isn't this exciting?
V-E-S-U-V-I-O.
Did you hear what he said?
It's called Quattrotini because it's got four little arms on it.
The original shape of four tubes connected by four-sided rectangle was altered to include ridges, making it easier to grab sauce.
Well, it should be ruffles.
Isn't this exciting for you, Josh? Don't you love a little pasta?
Who doesn't love a little pasta?
Yeah, but it all tastes the same.
I don't really care about... I'm not going to rush out and get this.
Vesuvio.
These are the guys... This is the guy that created that special pasta, what's called a cascatelli.
Yes.
That is designed to hold more of the sauce as you eat it.
Oh, remember we had some of that?
Yeah, it was fine. It was good.
He had engineers and chefs help him with that. I thought it was fun.
Vesuvio, a short round pasta anchored by a large base that tapers into a cone, is named for its likeness to Mount Vesuvius, as Chick alluded to. It has been very difficult to find in the United States until now. Sfoglini is the company, of course, that we talked about this.
We had the story that the little star pasta was being discontinued by one of the companies.
One company. You can still buy it on other companies.
Yeah. People are upset, though.
And, yeah, I know.
Okay. Well,
try to find it.
This guy, just fun.
Sure.
Delicious pasta.
New choices.
Make yourself happy with some special pasta. I want to. It's pretty hard to get. What is it? The cascatelli.
You know, I've been down a lot lately, Josh.
You don't think so? If it was like Lucky
Charms.
Don't
the little bow ties make you happy?
I don't know what would make me happier.
Bow tie pasta.
Do you have any
a little bow tie pasta?
Any suggestions?
Well, you know, Chick. I do. Try these two new pastas.
You gotta be kidding me.
Look at that smile on your face.
What a great time to be alive.
Who needs Zoloft when we've got two new pastas?
You could watch old Redskins games where they win, and I'll serve you up some nice cascatelli pasta.
No, I don't want you in my house.
I wouldn't mind eating some of that pescatelli, if you know what I mean.
Oh, always liked her.
Be careful.
You want to marry her.
Three times she appears. So, be careful.
Quattrotini looks like if you took four penne pastas and put them together and put a little tube in the middle of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's a lot of pasta.
Making a new pasta called Quadriplegia.
Oh, then now we're doing spinal injury jokes.
And Vesuvio looks like... what do you think?
It looks like the top of a Dairy Queen cone.
Yeah.
Are we okay to eat pasta like raw? Is that okay?
And
I mean, it won't hurt you.
Sure. Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah, okay.
Might break your teeth.
Now, you like the bow tie pasta.
I do.
What is that?
Farfalle?
Paul Simonini?
Farfalle? The what?
Senator Paul Simon.
I would have gone with Irving R. Levine.
Oh, okay.
Always wore a bow tie.
Fettuccine Levine.
You prefer the clip-on bow tie pasta, of course.
Paul Simon wore a clip-on?
Well, he sings about it.
Paul Simon was a senator who always wore a bow tie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that Josh has always talked about how he Josh feels the clip-on tie is perfectly valid.
Especially a clip-on bow tie. Those are hard to tie.
The 10 most famous bow tie wearers. Number one is Charlie Chaplin.
All right.
Marco Blahnik? Manolo Blahnik.
Isn't one of the science guys?
Bill Nye.
Does he wear
the science guy. I think he does. Paul Rubens, Gore Vidal, Winston Churchill, Fred Astaire, Alfred Kinsey. Oh, yeah, he did wear a bow tie. And Aleister Crowley. Yikes. Okay.
Mr. Crowley.
Okay. Now,
do you own a bow tie?
I do.
Oh. Do you tie it or do you have
to? Yeah, is it a clip-on?
I wear it once every 3 or 4 years. It comes up in some kind of event where I have to wear it.
But wrapped around your dick.
It's in a box.
I kind of sort of know how to tie a tie, but I don't. I am totally unaware of how to tie a bow tie.
No way. I couldn't do it.
You have a clip-on. You wear a clip-on tie anyway when you have to wear a tie, right?
No. But I'm just saying that I wish they were more socially acceptable. You have a lineup, 10 guys, and one of them's wearing a clip-on. They're all wearing you wouldn't know who was wearing the clip-on.
So you tugged on it.
Who are you, Harpo Marx? What are you tugging on people's ties for?
Hi, welcome here.
Did you have the shop teacher who used to... they had to wear a tie, but they would tuck it in.
Absolutely.
So it wouldn't get caught in the lathe.
Yes. Yeah, that was Mr. safety, Tom.
Mr. Tappenden's face was...
pulled into the lathe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What have you got?
Well, since you love to talk about hair, Tom, scientists have discovered that humans likely possess genes for growing a full coat of fur, but evolution has disabled them.
Researchers. In other words, we used to be really hairy.
Yeah, well...
I kind of thought we knew this.
Kind of thought we knew this, too. We've seen the charts.
Well, those charts are all made up.
Researchers at the University...
I've been on this hill for years.
They're made up.
I've not seen
Darwin
you.
Darwin would argue with you.
Researchers at the University of Utah and the University of Pittsburgh hope that their findings could possibly lead to new ways to recover hair after balding. This has been published in the journal eLife.
Stop. Everybody who's bald, just live with it. You're okay.
But I mean, I think there are certain people that are bald because of perhaps medical treatments or something, so it would be nice.
Well, sure.
I'm perfectly fine not having hair on the top of my head. I get it.
Yeah, you never mention it.
Yeah, we can tell how you're absolutely okay. You'll look at total strangers in the newspaper. Oh, look at this guy. Boy, he got a bad haircut, didn't he?
I shave my pubes in the shape of an arrow pointing up.
There you go.
Saying.
More brains.
Throws people. They don't know they wonder what that means.
I mean...
No, the idea is that they may be able to somehow genetically...
kick these genes back on, but then look what happens.
What I'm seeing is in the early experimentation of this, they're going to do some gene thing and the guy is going to end up looking like a gorilla.
Yeah.
It'll be...
There'll be some trial and error.
Yeah, he goes from being... he had kind of a bald pate there. All of a sudden, he's Wolfman.
Which leads us to this. Researchers are saying...
Whenever I say Wolfman, I think it's only appropriate that we hear from...
Hello there.
No, thank you very much. That's the Wolfman himself.
Have you ever notice how Ben Affleck, his beard comes in? That kind of freaks me out.
How does it come
in? It's
like way up, like almost meets his eyes.
Oh, he's got the high cheek beard?
Yeah, he's got the high, real hairy...
At the beginning of Urban Cowboy.
Hairy face. Yes, John Travolta, same thing.
John Travolta has Wolfman face.
Up there absolutely.
The zygomatics.
Yep.
Mm. But,
Or the, I think medical school would be the eye bone.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, if you think that they've got hair regrowth down completely, Jeff Bezos is one of the richest people in the world, and he's...
Maybe he likes being bald.
I doubt it.
Could be one of those things where he's like, you know what? Yeah. It's 2 minutes in the shower. I don't have to spend anymore, and that's 2 minutes. I could be doing something else.
I don't care. Look at me.
If there was a way, he'd look like Mo Howard.
See? Now, not only is it important to you, but it's important to total strangers. You have decided.
You're projecting.
Just saying.
Okay.
Nothing I can do about it. That's what I say.
Is there any way... Anyway, at all, you'd go to therapy.
Have you ever been?
This is a serious question.
It's not the first time he's heard this, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Yeah. Next.
We recently asked Bob and Tom Show listeners, do you want more Hello Dare
or have you had enough? And the answer was a unanimous no, more.
Excuse me, I think you're reading that wrong. There's not a comma there. They said no more.
Shut up and mind your own business. Get out of here.
It's the best of Hello Dare, Volume 2.
Oh.
With even more rock from legends like Pink Floyd.
Hello Dare! Hello Dare!
You too.
Hello Dare.
We've even paired Marty Allen up with early rockers like Ricky Nelson.
Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello there.
The Big Bopper.
Hello, baby.
Hello there.
But the Hello Dare craze isn't limited to just one music genre.
Oh, no.
This Willie Nelson country classic just got a whole lot more classier.
Hello, all.
Hello there. Hello there.
And this catchy Broadway hit is even catchier with this catchy catchphrase.
Hello, darling.
Hello, yeah.
Wow. Now what would you pay? Well, it doesn't matter. It's not available in stores or anywhere else. But as an added bonus, we'll throw in this incredible duet with everyone's favorite amphibious crooner, Michigan J. Frog. Take it away, Michigan J. Frog.
Oh.
And go. Oh, you little It's the best of Hello Dare, Volume 2, only from Bob and Tom Records.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
Hello.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Smallville co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville. We always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.